but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Telling you, I never thought we'd get golf advice in the opening segment of the show. And it makes sense, though. There's probably some dudes out there that are golfing today. Probably, you know, what did you learn? What have you learned lately? We opened the phone lines for that in segment one. I want to ask our next guest what he has learned. He is the interim head coach at Oregon State, joining us for his first interview. Rob Akey joining us. Appreciate you making time. Where are you today? Set the scene for us, coach.
I'm in the stadium. I'm sitting at the office right now and we just got done cleaning up, looking at some of the practice film from today and getting some things ready for tomorrow. And it's an ongoing process that we're a part of. And so I'm sitting in my chair right now, getting the opportunity to talk to you. And I just am curious, is it, were you taking a shot at me when I, you know, they put me on hold there and I'm hearing this long commercial about growing some hair? Was that taking a shot at me or what?
That's the name of the show is the bald-faced truth, coach. Like you know, it's on brand for us to say that. Like, you know, I'm not saying you need hair. You do need a win. Like, what would it mean to get a win? How hungry is that locker room?
It's starving to death. And that's that it's really important, I think. And that's what we, you know, the coaching staff here, we want more than anything is for these kids to have an opportunity to smile. There hadn't been anything to smile about, and it was obviously a tough weekend in so many numerous ways, but they being able to see them accomplish some goals and make something happen, make a play that they hadn't, and be able to celebrate together once they get done playing a game and feel good about what the results of that game were and be able to be rewarded for the work that's gone in because they've been busting their tails for a long, long time. And that means the world to everybody around here. And that drives us all here every day.
You mentioned practice film. I want to go back early in your career. Let's go back, like, you know, Northern Arizona, 1995, Washington State in the late 90s, early 2000s, Idaho. You get off to the NFL with the Vikings and in Washington. You've been to some places. You didn't always have practice film to evaluate. How has having film of practice changed the job of a head coach or a coach in general?
Well, what we're able to do with video anymore is it's absolutely unreal. We get you know, we're blessed to have a number of different views that we can see them. So it gives you a great opportunity to help these guys work with their techniques and work with, you know, actually finding out where the fits are and some different deals like that. But it's a tremendous teaching tool, and it's awesome. It goes a long ways from the days when I was playing at Weber State, and it was, you know, if you had film, it was a VHS tape, and it was viewed from so far away you didn't even know which dot on the screen was you. So it's come a long ways, and it's pretty cool, and it's a great tool that we utilize, and it keeps driving us.
All right, how do you keep kids engaged when they're not getting the reward, they're not getting that thing to feel good about, they're not getting that win? How do you keep kids engaged to that point, or in your role as you step in at this point of the season, how do you get them sort of refocused?
Well, the fact of the matter is, we're in a situation right now. Well, number one, so you start with the first part of your question. Being able to see what the difference is and how they get the job accomplished and what they need to do to finish a job, whether it was my block on a play or whether I was in the right depth in a route or if I had the right drop or whatever it is, being able to see those things and we're able to put those tapes together where they see where they do it well, and then, you know, the things that hurt us, why did that happen? And if we're able to get those things cleaned up and make that be a better habit for them, you know, that's that's what I think drives a lot of these guys, because it does matter to them. They want to see themselves succeed when they're out there playing in front of God and everybody. That's the, you know, the work goes in all week long, but it's on show out there and on game night, game day. And, you know, that's what they want to have success with, and they want to have a see. So that being able to create those situations so that, you know, you build the habit. You've done it so many times, you can't help but do it on Saturday. And we're still, you know, you're obviously always in the growing phase of that. You know, that's what was kind of aggravating about some of the way some of these games have turned out, because we had, you know, opportunities with a finish. We'd have had a couple wins early in the season. All you need is one of those. That puts a little gasoline on it, and that makes guys feel a little bit better. And things start to flow when it you get a little momentum rolling. Well, that momentum hadn't happened for us. And then, you know, with the emotion and everything that happened after, you know, this weekend, then it's a matter of drawing on, you know, we've only got five opportunities. As a player, I only have five opportunities left this season to be able to go out there and do something great. And we haven't had the final score the way we want to yet. We got five chances to be able to do it. And you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, the commitment that they have to each other and being able to build off of that commitment, because, you know, they've been working their tails off. It was in the wintertime. It was during spring ball. It was over the course of the summer. It's in the nature of what they do every day. There's a great commitment to try to be able to finish something together and prove that they can make something happen and be able to focus on that. And that's where, you know, that's where we've got to channel ourselves right now. And then the bottom line is, if I'm going to be a college football player, I've got a great love for this game. And so we get five opportunities this season to be able to even do this together again. And so being able to have a great time doing what it is that you love and build yourself there, it's your escape from what's going on in the rest of the world. Go use that to get to the final result. And we got to try to find, well, they don't have to try. We've got to find our way to make ourselves smile again and have a great time doing what we do.
Rob Akey is our guest, interim head football coach at Oregon State. You're born in Colorado Springs, Colorado, 1966. Take us back.
Yes, there.
What brought the Akey family to Colorado Springs in the 60s?
Well, back in that day, my parents were both teachers. And so that's what got me. That's where we grew up. My dad taught at the rival high school. And that was a pretty...
All right, we got Rob Akey's coach. You there? Your coach? Your phone broke up a little bit, but you're back. You're back. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying that's so. You know, they were both teachers, and that's where we grew up, and that was where I lived till I went off to college.
All right, so you grow up in a teaching household. What do you get out of that as a kid when you got two teachers? Because you're not alone. Dan Lanning's parents at Oregon, both his parents are teachers. What did Rob Akey get out of that?
Well, I think I was blessed to be able to have that. And you learned that education obviously is important. You learned how to do things. You learned how to do things the right way. You learned that it was necessary to do it the right way. I also learned that, I'd be lying to you if I was going to sit here and tell you that I love school. My brother was a lot better at it than I was, but I also knew that I had to take care of it, or I was going to hear about it when I got home. And it was kind of, you know, you'd think it'd be a good deal with Pops teaching over at the rival high school, especially when we always won the rival game during the season. I had to do that to make it easy for him over there at school. But every teacher that I had, if something happened during the course of the day, he was going to know about it before I got home anyway. So I think growing up in a family like that, there's discipline and hard work and things like that we're able to do. And I was, you know, had the opportunity to be able to work on the farm in the summertime, you know, working wheat harvest and things like that. And I think I learned some good things being able to, you know, how to work and what it means to put in work and do things like that. And, you know, I know that's a lot of what I've drawn from, and, you know, the watching the relationships that my dad had with students and, you know, hearing students come back to him years after that, you know, appreciative of what they gained from him. And that's a lot of what we get as coaches. You know, we get the opportunity to be pops away from home for a lot of them. And it's pretty cool when you hear from, a guy 20 years later that's telling you about something going on in his life, or you're able to help him get a job or whatever the case it is. And I think, learning how to build those relationships and do things in a positive way, I'd like to think I got a lot of that from my folks.
You played at Weber State. They're now in the Big Sky Conference. You were a defensive lineman. You were a linebacker. I think you played a little bit of offense as well. You know, what was that experience like, that college football experience like for you?
It was awesome. It was the greatest thing in the world, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing to this day, because I love football. I love the game. But we had a great time. There was a group of us that played there. Weber State came from all different parts of the country. It was a melting pot. It was a cool deal. We were able to do a lot of good stuff. Our senior year, we won more games than they'd won there, made it into the playoffs, and did some cool stuff. And that was a life that I loved and I knew. And I knew, if I was going to be honest with myself, the NFL wasn't calling for me to come play for them. I had success. But I wasn't quite the same. So I knew I wanted to coach. I knew I wanted football to be a part of my life. And I had talked with, Coach Price and the coaches that I had played for. Mike Zimmer was one of them, too. He was our defense coordinator. But this is what I wanted to get into. So we got done with the playoffs in December. Went home, saw the family for Christmas. I came back and I started working, helping. I was like the assistant defensive line coach. And then after that first year, did 1 year doing that, and then Coach Price got the job at the head job at Washington State, and they made our offense coordinator the head coach. And at the ripe old age of 21 years old, I was now the defensive line coach at Weber State, and that was where my career started. And it's I didn't know what my life would be like without football, and there wouldn't be one. It's been a great passion. It's an awesome deal.
You've got kids of your own. I think Jack and Daniel. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so is it Daniel got into coaching himself? I believe, is that right? I have that right?
Yes, he has. He's working on the staff with us here. He started doing some things. So when he was in, I was coaching in the NFL. Jack was playing junior college ball out in California, and Daniel was finished high school and was actually had his freshman year with us when I was out at the Redskins, and he would always work for us in training camp. He worked for us, and then that year that he was working at the junior college there, I put him to work for us at the Redskins, and he'd go in and he did some video stuff for us. They mic'd the quarterbacks and the centers in the NFL, and so we'd go through them and we'd get a lot of code words and different things like that we could match up with film and find out what some checks were going to be and things like that, and he dove into that and did a great job. And at one point in time, I think he thought he wanted to be a GM, but after he was around a little bit more of that, and he obviously grew up in the house, he wanted to coach, and so then he started out. He was working as a student assistant. He went to college at Washington State, worked as a student assistant with Mike Leach. He was on offense there, and then after we beat them in the Sun Bowl, I brought and had him on the defense side of the ball, and he'd worked special teams a little bit at both those places also, but those were the roles he was playing. And then, we had there was a change opened up here right at in the summertime here that there was an opportunity, and so he was able to come in and work as a special teams analyst. So it's he's taking another step in his coaching career, and it's been pretty cool to be able to have that be able to do these things together and work at it. It's a pretty awesome deal.
Rob Akey is with us, Oregon State's interim head coach. You got a game coming up this week, and what do you see on film when you look at Lafayette?
Well, I look at the guys that got, I think they've got a lot of confidence in what they're doing. Their opening game was against Bowling Green, and that was a team that is a little higher level than them. It was in that MAC conference. But then they've been able to put a streak together where they've, they hung 62 points on Bucknell this last weekend. So they've doing some things pretty good. They work a couple of different quarterbacks, and they've, they're a good football team that obviously is very excited about being able to come out here and play against Oregon State. They're going to get, it's be like a Super Bowl for a team like that. They want to come in and try to make some things happen. So they're going to be gung-ho, and that's all great, but we've got a bunch of guys that need to go feel good and smile again, that are anxious to compete, and they want to go out, and I think probably take some frustration out on some different things. But, it's a good football team that's coming in here, and we're going to have a good football team that's ready to get after it.
Are you a pep talk guy? Will you give a pregame talk to the guys?
I think the work gets done during the course of the week, and I think we do a lot of it that way. I think I'll have a couple of nuggets for them, but no, I'm not going to have to try to amp them up at that point in time. My goal is that the energy and things that we've done, we'll have them ready to go. They'll be, we should be coming out of there pretty good, ready to get going.
All right. Do you have a book on your nightstand? Do you have, like, you know, do you have something you've read? Do you have something you watch, lean on? What do you, what, you know, in your own private time away from football, what are you doing?
Well, when, so you're talking about when we're not in season, when I'm away from football.
But you can't be football all the time, can you? Like, you know, I know coaches try, they're maniacs. I understand that. But what do you do that's not football related in the course of your day? One thing.
Well, if it's during the season, there's really nothing that I do during the day. I go home and I'll hang out with my dogs. But it's late at night when I get home and do that. They get excited. They're still happy to see you, so that's a good thing. You know, during the course of time, it's the time you spend with you know, the people around here, and the focus is always on being able to have the next day ready to go, and things like that, or another film that I could have watched, or something else that maybe I need to see. So, you know, I'm really not blowing smoke when I tell you during the season that's really where the time is. And then if it's you know, as you get done, you know, you get done with your game, or you're waiting for one to stop, you start, you know, the night before, maybe you're watching the games that are on TV. I'll do that and you know, see where guys are playing at other places or the game that's on, because there's always a situation gets created during the course of one of those games that you're watching, and you talk about how, you know, you think about how you'd handle it, and that's created a lot of conversations I'll even have, or, you know, either over the phone or with text with other coaches on the staffs that, you know, hey, we would do this, don't you think, or whatever. There's things like that. It really does consume you as you get going. Now, if you're talking about we're in the summertime or something like that, yeah, then, okay. You know, you'll find I like to get out on a golf course. Spend time doing that. I like to get the old green egg fired up, and that's something that I really enjoy a ton. And love to get out and do a little more fishing than I've been able to. But those are things that I like to do.
What kind of dogs?
They're labs.
Okay.
Got a yellow one named Buster and a chocolate one named Chip.
Those are proper dogs and proper names.
No, you love them. They're pretty wild, too. They get after it. They're fun to be around.
That's a real dog. All right, Rob Akey, we'll talk to you next week. I appreciate you making time for us. Good luck to you. Go get a W.
John, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. I look forward to talking to you again, and go Bees.
All right, there he goes. Stephen Vaughn, a little bit of a change from the weekly interviews that we have done with the coach at Oregon State today. My big takeaway is one sentence. They will play for him. The Beavers will play for that guy. I don't know if it works like over 5 weeks, but this Saturday, Oregon State will play for that guy.
I think you're right. Yeah, because he is full of energy. Like,
yes.
You know, throughout the interview, he had energy. When I answered the phone when he called, he's like, hey, how's it going? Let's do it. Let's come on. And he's like, whoa, this isn't Coach Bray on here right now. But you know, I think as an interim guy, you probably got to bring that extra energy to keep these guys motivated. And look, he's keeping it simple. As he said, John, he just wants to see the guys smile. He wants to see the guys smile as they walk off the field in a victory. That's all he wants. And you know, that personality is contagious. So I'm with you. Like, it does seem like at least for a week, or maybe even 2 weeks, whatever it is, you know, these Beav players are going to be playing hard for this guy. You know, I can see how if he's a full-time head coach, it might be a little different. But as an interim guy, you come in, you got that energy. Man, how could you not be excited to play football? And look, and keep it simple, man. And I think that's all that they need to do. I think we've overlooked everything with the Beavs. And we've had to because they're 0-7. They got to just get back to normal things. Make it simple.
Go beat Lafayette. Go beat Lafayette.
That's all you got to do,
crying out loud.
That's all you got to do.
It's such a simple thing. This is not playing Oregon or Texas Tech. This is not playing Cal even, or Houston, or even Appalachian State. It's Lafayette at home under a new regime. Rob Akey, the new interim coach, or the interim coach at Oregon State. He is in relief of Trent Bray. We will see what the Beavers do. Leave it here. Our big splash is coming up.